Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
The early church understood the power of agreement with God and with one another. Please understand, unity itself is neutral until it's given goodness or badness by something else. The number one threat of heaven is unity. When they got together at the Tower of Babel, God observed what was taking place, and he said, this is a problem, because if they get together and build this, the earth will have to be destroyed again. I will go down, God said, and separate. Unity. People hollering unity. Listen, unity is about purpose. In the Greek is harmonious or oneness. Here's what the Bible said in Ephesians 4:3. Make every effort to keep the unity in the bond of peace. Hear me, church. Your job as a believer is to be able to unify, but not just over any kind of issue. That's the reason why we're not here holding placards up to enlist you to be in some political party. In fact, I'm not sure that everybody in the building and those watching me right now are even part of the church. Security. What do you mean? I'm telling you, there should not be one time that we assemble together that there's not people that come in the doors of this church who do not know Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord, but yet have an opportunity, because where are they going to go? They can't go to the county commission. They can't go to the city hall and find Jesus. They're not going to find it on the schoolyard. They're not going to find it in the business. So the one location that has the salvation message of the kingdom is the church. And yes, it's essential. And yes, God, help us to keep the doors open. And yes, help us to have enough people that are hungry enough for God that they don't care what that world thinks. I will pick up my family and go to church today, because that's what God said for me to do. Come on now. Unity itself is neutral until it's given goodness or badness. You can unify over a bad thing. Come on, let's get together and break some windows and set things on fire. That's bad. That's evil. That's wrong. That's not anything to do with God. Or you can get together and say, let's unify and pass out some food to people and help and encourage other people. That's a good thing. Agreement takes it to another level. Agreement is the word we get symphony from. It means you may be in unity, but it's necessary for you to get together in an agreement in order for the symphony to play. It involves the mind, the thoughts, and speaking in one accord, in vision. Unity is about the vision, the oneness of the vision, or division for that matter. Agreement is how you carry that out, how we make one sound together. I said this to you in November of last year. I had Will play something in one key on the platform. Same song, different keys. You remember that? If they don't all get together, I can assure you, you won't be lifting your hands and worshiping. You'll be looking all cockeyed at them and saying, what's wrong with them today? Can't they get it? That's what God is saying from heaven to the church today. I'm not preaching to the government officials. I'm preaching to the church. Because when the church gets it together in agreement, and you may not like this and you may not like that, but it's time we get together and say there's one purpose and one goal, and that is the kingdom agenda, not mine. Agreement. That's what took place in the book of Acts. That's how the church started, is in agreement. 15 plus nationalities that showed up in that location in the upper room in Jerusalem. But when the day of Pentecost fully come, they were all in one mind and one accord. Note this, it was 50 days after Jesus left. That's where you get Pentecost from. 50 days after that, 10 days after Jesus leaves the earth. So for 10 days, they were trying to get themselves together in agreement. It was very obvious that there was disagreement in the room because the Bible says, or the history tells us, that there was only 120 gathered in the upper room, but the commentaries tell us there were more than 400 people when that whole prayer meeting started. I want you to know everybody that says, Lord, Lord, is not going to get into the kingdom. And I just want to let you know, not everything that wears an ectus or a cross around your neck belongs to the kingdom of God or should belong in the membership of the church. I want you to know we don't baptize sinners, we baptize saved folk. The Bible said you can't even receive this Holy Ghost unless the Holy Spirit imparts it to you. The world can't receive this because they don't know him and they don't know how to respond to him. But the church sure better be able to understand and receive the fresh healing of the Holy Spirit. They were all in one accord. That's agreement. Look at your neighbor and tell him it's time we get assembled. Look at your neighbor and tell him assembly required. Just tell him assembly required. Come on, if you understand what I'm talking about, you ought to be able to say that a little louder, because when your little baby got their first Christmas bicycle, that you didn't usually go down and get somebody to put it together. You had to assemble that thing. Though it was all there, you had to put it all together. I want you to know that's what Team Sunday's all about. That's what this church is all about. It's time we get together, not on your purpose, or even my purpose, but the kingdom agenda. And when that takes place, souls are going to be born into the kingdom. My God, I feel the preach. There are going to be people baptized in the Holy Ghost, not because we prayed over them for hours, but because the atmosphere of the glory of God is such that people get up out of their wheelchairs and walk by the power of God. I want to know, does anybody want that kind of church? That's what I'm praying for. That's what I'm hungry for. That's why I'm preaching this message this morning. Come on, somebody. We've talked about it so long, and we prayed about it, but we're living in the last days, saith the Lord, when he's going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh. I wonder, are you going to be assembled when that happens? I just go to church. Hang out. I got something for you. The moment they all got in one mind and one accord, you didn't have to beg that Holy Ghost to fall down in that upper room. He came because they were all in one mind and one accord. Their mind wasn't distracted out there over there doing something else. He said, you tarry until you be endued with power from on high. Don't you start no ministries. Don't try to preach. Don't lay hands on nobody. You stay there and get the same power that filled me, because you can't do this on your own. You need me to do it. If God has done anything, Pastor, you think God's done it? Oh, yes, he has. He's in charge of all things. COVID has blown every church program right out of the water. Pull the stops and the rug right out from underneath everybody's idea, consulting and this and that, and told everybody, you're going to start over again, and we're going to do it my way this time. Come on, somebody. I can't print enough t-shirts and have enough water to pass you out, because somebody who gets that bottle of water is going to need another one tomorrow. But if I take them to the well that never runs dry, they can drink for themselves. Woo! Drink for yourself. Drink for yourself. Drink for yourself. Lift your hands and bless him. I feel the anointing of God in this room. Agreement is not easy. Agreement takes connection. I can't agree with somebody that I'm not connected to. Send me an email to get connected. The devil is a liar. Let's sit down and talk about it eyeball to eyeball. It takes negotiation. That means that you might have an idea and I might have an idea, but when we get together in agreement, it'll be the best idea. Won't be your way or my way, it'll be the best way. because it'll be the Lord's way. Come on, somebody. We can't even talk civil to one another in the church today because somebody's got some little thorn sitting in their seat waiting for something else to drop so they can have an excuse to hit the door. You better run in here and you better lock in, ladies and gentlemen, because what's about to happen is going to shake this world, and God is going to send a mighty rushing wind to the church. Lift those hands and say, come on, Jesus, assemble us today. Agreement, agreement. Agreement, you got to be in the vine. Look at somebody, tell them you got to be in the vine. John 15 said, I'm the vine, you're the branches. I'm the vine, my Father is a husbandman. Every branch is in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh it away. Are you bearing fruit? No, I just come to church. Then you're not connected to the vine. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it. Why? So he can bring forth more fruit. Because God looks at your life and sees your potential. And if you're going through a cutback right now, if you're going through a cutback, anybody going through a cutback? Wave at me. Going through a cutback. This has been cut out. That's been cut out. I don't know what I can do. Just hang in there. Stay connected to the vine. Because the Lord loves you so much that he sees more potential in you. And if you'll go through the cutback and let him purge you, you're going to see more fruit than what you could ever imagine. I feel like preaching this morning. I don't know who I'm talking to in here, but I feel some rubber hitting the road today. I feel like Pace Assembly's about to take a launch into 2021 that the devil thought you better stop him before they get started. So the Lord says to you in these last days in John 15 and 4, abide in me, and I in you as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. Come on, somebody. No more can ye except ye abide in me. I'm the vine and you the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Because Jesus said, for without me, you could do nothing. You couldn't breathe out of bed this morning. But God said, and there you were. Go ahead and take another one. That's coming from God. What I see on the horizon is the outpouring of God's Spirit. And if you can get together in agreement, God is not defeated. And I don't care what happens in politics. I do care what happens in the kingdom. And if you're in the kingdom and you abide there, watch what God's going to do. When it comes to God, it takes time to agree with God. I wish I could agree with God every time he says something. But more times than not, because Isaiah 55 says his thoughts are higher than my thoughts, his ways higher than my ways. I've got to change my thinking because you know God ain't changing his. I said, God ain't changing his mind. He's on the track toward bringing his son back to this earth. It's about time you change your mind about the way things are. I don't believe in reasoning. I don't believe in all that preaching. I don't believe in all that loudness. You went to the ball game, to the concert, and everything else. You stayed out of church because of COVID, and now you're going to complain because somebody gets excited. The devil is a liar. If you lived in that early church, they had to keep it tamped down because the anointing of God. So I don't care if you run, shout, dance, but whatever you do, let it be glorious. We got to get together. The devil's doing everything he can to try to divide and conquer. So if he can put black against white, rich against poor, then he'll drive that wedge right down in the church
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you and help you in your walk with the Lord. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, paceassembly.org, and we'll be glad to get you the information. Or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and we'll be glad to correspond with you. We want to thank you for joining us each day at this same time, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again.